Hello, welcome to Advent. We have been brought up with the idea that Advent is a time to wait. So I want to talk to you a little bit about waiting first, what it might mean and what it doesn't mean. We'll start with what it doesn't mean. To wait sometimes is to pause or to delay. You might not have anything to be able to say about it. You might be waiting for a plane because it's been delayed. You're waiting. There's nothing to do. The other kind of waiting is a more active one. Think of a waiter or a waitress. They are waiting to serve. They are waiting to be engaged to do something. And so they are very observant about what they're doing to make sure that when somebody needs service, they are able to be providing it. So they are waiting to serve. They are waiting actively, attentively. This is what Advent is, that way of waiting attentively. I want to start then with our two readings. The first reading is from Isaiah, the 64th chapter, and it is a lament. A lament is a type of literature found in the Old Testament. It's also found really throughout most civilizations, cultures, literature. It is a communal statement of grief or sorrow because something has happened. And so a lament is written. And this is the lament that is about the Jewish people having been captive and sent off to a foreign land and now have come back. And they lament that they have gone through that horrible experience where their culture, their language, their religion, their art, all of it was transplanted to a foreign land. And now they've come back and are sorrowful, filled with sorrow. And in Mark, we find almost the counterpoint to that. Mark's chapter that we're reading from is really apocalyptic literature. Apocalyptic literature talks about the end times of what things might look like. And so for both of these, we have the lament, which has to do with what has happened that was sorrowful. And we have apocalyptic literature, which is about what might happen. Both of these pieces of literature in scriptural language are really prayers. They are a prayer to God, to see God in history, the lament, and to see God in the future, the apocalypse. Both of these are prayers that are calling on God being with us, Emmanuel. That should sound familiar. That's Christmas. Christmas is Emmanuel, God with us forever. God being with us, amongst us, in flesh, in our lives, in our everyday lives, God is with us. So the lament looks to see God with us in history, and the apocalypse looks to see and pray for God being with us in the future. God with us. That's what we are waiting for, that we are waiting on God with us, in us. What does that mean? We're waiting actively. We're waiting actively to be the expression of God in this world today. And so what are we waiting for? Again, we have to ask that question. Most of the time, we wait for external things. Again, the late plane, or maybe it's graduation, or maybe it's getting married, or maybe it's retirement. Maybe it's a vaccine. We are waiting for things, and some of those things we might be actively pursuing, like an education or a relationship or retirement. Other things we're waiting for, but they're external to us. The kind of waiting that we're doing in Advent is more internal more placed within ourselves. It is something that changes in our hearts, that we are transformed by God's love in the present moment. God with us in the present moment. So we are waiting for the present moment, which is happening. We're anticipating it. We're wondering what's going to happen. What's the new thing? Let's be surprised. Not 5 years from now, but 5 seconds from now. Is there a way for us to experience God and God's love in ourselves, in our neighbors, in God's creation? And the answer is yes. Right now, God is with us right now. And we can experience God in the now. How does God work in history? How will God work in the future? Well, as it has always been, as it will be, God works through us. That is part of God being with us, is that we become God's presence, expression in the world. We are God's hands and hearts. And so, has God worked in history? Absolutely. Because people have made decisions, no matter what the circumstances or the troubles or the trials, to continue to look and to be loving, to be kind, to be just, to be compassionate. And it will be that way now, and it will be that way in the future, if we take action in the present moment. That's how God works in history, through us. So, let us then look at this. Why are we the clay? Why is God the potter? We're not giving up any of our freedom or our self-will. What we are saying in that beautiful metaphor is that God molds us in the present moment. It is an activity that is creative and is happening as we speak. It is a lifelong journey. It is a journey throughout all of creation and the time that is in creation. God molds us. We are molded by God, by loving God. It is a freedom to love God. And in loving God, we are molded, we are transformed by that love. And that transformation goes out into the world. It's really important when we start looking for God in the present moment that we know that we can look for what is small, not just big. Sometimes we think we have to see God in big, big, big things. And the truth is, we see God also in the small. Today, you will have, I hope, some experiences where you see the presence of God in the smile of a child, in a kind word given to a stranger, in a beautiful tree, a beautiful aspect of nature, the sunlight glistening on the waves of the ocean. There are many, many, many ways for us to see God every day, in the little, the small. This is a way of keeping our hearts open, waiting for the presence of God, anxiously anticipating. The Gospels remind us, keep alert, be awake, understand, this is happening right now. God is with us right now. We need to be open to that. We need to open our hearts to the love of God right now. And we need to be the love of God for the world right now. That's this message. God with us right now. Let's be loving God, neighbor, and self right now. That's Advent, waiting right now.